Here with us now is the driver of the number 10 Smithfield Waffle House Ford, Eric Almirola. Eric, we asked Joey earlier, you got an hour with this new package. What's it like?
Different. I don't know what other answers you've gotten, but different. You know, it's obviously a lot different than the norm, what we've been used to, and going that, 40 mile an hour slower than we're used to is a little different. But then, you know, the ability to race really closely around other cars at a mile and a half racetrack is also very different. So I think, you know, from just that 1 hour of practice, I think there's still a lot to be, seen. I think everybody was pretty cautious right there, a lot of us, you know, have one car for this race that we've put effort into. And so, you know, I think everybody's trying to make sure they make it to the All-Star race tonight with the car they showed up with. So there was trying to guess at what you have in a pack, but also, you know, being mindful that practice didn't pay $1 million.
Any strategy to race your way in tonight? And will that extra track time from the open help if you make the All-Star race?
Yeah, I mean, we've obviously, we start on the pole. So that's a really good start, because we're the highest car in owner points. So that's a good thing that we've started off the year so well, and that while we haven't won a race yet, we're the highest car in points that's in the open. So we'll start on pole and then hopefully get a good start and get out front, and I hope to make it very boring for everybody and lead all 20 of those first laps of the first stage. I mean, that's my goal, is to go out there and lead the first 20 laps and win stage one, so we can come into the garage and park our car and work on it and get it ready for the All-Star race tonight.
All right, we're going to open up with questions. We're going to go to Lee, and then we're going to Jacob.
I have two questions. First of all, I want to know about what...
Is she allowed to ask two questions? Did you?
Definitely, okay. Yep.
Okay.
Anyway, I want to first ask you about the throttle response. If you can kind of describe to us what that was like compared to your normal car. And number two, do you feel confident you can bring home the bacon tonight?
Well, I'm going to start with question number two. Our goal is to bring home the bacon every night. And for us, whether we win or lose, we bring home the bacon. So that's the beauty of having Smithfield as a sponsor. But to your first question about the throttle response, you know, the restrictor plates on the engine reduce the horsepower drastically. I mean, we already, at mile and a half races prior to this rules package with our current rules package, have a tapered spacer plate to reduce some of the horsepower. So now they've gone even a step further and put restrictor plates on. So it does drastically reduce the horsepower, almost so much to the amount that you can, you launch off pit road and we'll see on restarts, but it appears that on restarts, you'll just push the gas down and go, and you don't have to really worry about wheel spin, at least on a racetrack like this. So I going forward, we'll just have to wait and see. I think there's so many unknowns that it's hard to say, but just in that little bit of practice that we've gotten, it is quite a bit less responsive when you go to wide open throttle.
Jacob Seelman, Speed Sport. Unlikely, I only have one question here, but Joey was just in here and described this as kind of a hybrid of what we might see between mile and a half racing and the draft at Daytona and Talladega. What are you seeing as some of the similarities and differences between this draft and the draft that fans are used to?
Well, first, you know, the track is so much smaller. So the radius of the corners is a lot tighter than what you have at Daytona and Talladega. So those racetracks we go to and you run wide open pretty easily. And you don't really bog your car down a lot with a lot of steering wheel input because the corners are so wide and so sweeping. This track is not like Daytona and Talladega. The radius of the corners is a lot tighter. So it is a lot more challenging as you get further back in the pack from what I've seen in practice to be able to run wide open because the corners are sharper and you have less downforce and less air on the car when you get further in the back. So it's more of a challenge to be able to run wide open because of the radius of the corners. So I would agree that while, yes, you know, we are drafting and we're closer together and we do kind of suck up like you see at Daytona and Talladega, the straightaways are much smaller. So there's less there's less length of time to get that big run. It has to happen quick. And then when you get to the corner, you've got to make sure your car handles good enough to be able to run wide open.
Kenny Bruce with KennyBruce.net. Eric, when you're out there during practice with this package, do you think, well, this is different, or do you can you tell, okay, this part's different because I've got that huge spoiler sticking up in the back, or it's different when I'm around other people because I can tell the aero ducts are making a difference. Can you tell those things, or is it just an overall feeling of this is different from what we're used to?
No, it's just an overall feeling. And so far, I think the biggest thing that I've noticed in talking to my teammates and stuff, I think the biggest thing we notice right away is just the reduction in power. You know, the cars obviously have more downforce and more drag, and you notice that for sure. But the reduction in power is you know, very evident in the first thing that I feel like I noticed and talking to some of the other guys that they noticed. So, but other than that, I mean, when you go out there to practice, you think about that for about one lap. And then after that, you're just trying to optimize your car. I mean, that's the beauty of what we have as a sport and the competitive nature is that it doesn't matter what rules package NASCAR throws at us. And, you know, we're all going to try and figure out how to optimize it so that we can beat everybody else. And it's just called, you know, that's just called competition. And, you know, for us, I mean, that's been our focus is to take the rules package we got, optimize it, try and bring the fastest race car we can. And I feel like the guys at Stewart Haas Racing have done a really good job with that, like they've done with everything else this year. And all of our cars are really fast, whether we're by ourselves or in the pack.
Yes, Lewis Frank of Reuters. Tonight, you know, you have two races likely. Back issues shouldn't be an issue, but coming up next week, 600 miles. Do you do anything in the next week different than you're doing in between the weeks now?
No. Leading into the 600, I'll be very conscious of what I do for exercises and really a lot of stretching and mobility work leading into the 600 because that is the longest race of the year. And, you know, we'll be in the race car for, you know, upwards of four and a half hours. So I'll definitely have to be conscious of, you know, stretching and making sure that I keep, you know, my spine, mobilized and, you know, not get stiff before the race starts, you know, and in the past, through all the rehab and you know physical therapy and stuff that I've done, I've got a pretty good idea of what that looks like.
Dustin Long, NBC Sports. Eric, what surprised you on what you could or couldn't do around cars out there today?
I think the biggest thing that surprised me was that the runs weren't bigger. You know, I thought that when we got in a pack and, or even just, you know, two cars, I felt like the idea behind the package was going to be for the trailing car to be able to get a big draft and get up to the lead car and be able to slingshot, if you will. And I was surprised by that. It's a little bit more sophisticated than that, and the runs are a little slower than I anticipated. So I'm not sure what that is. Like I said, I don't know if it's because the racetrack and because the radius of the corners are tighter, the straightaways are shorter, or if it's actually the package. But I thought that the runs, I was anticipating bigger runs and more ability to do something with the run. Well, from what I've seen so far in practice, I think you definitely want, if you want to win, you have to be in the top three spots, I'm going to say. I think track position will play a part, just like we've seen in speedway racing over the last few years. You know, used to, you would see guys be able to drive from 10th, 15th, and drive up through the field. But now everybody's optimized the package so much, and the cars are getting so close in competition that it's a lot harder to pass even at speedway racing. So you see, you know, a green-white checkered at Daytona and Talladega, the winner's usually going to come from the first two rows. I think you'll see the same thing here, in my opinion, from what I've seen so far. It seems like track position will be important, and, you know, it's hard to get these huge runs from any further back because the air just gets dirtier and dirtier back there.
Bob Pockris, ESPN. Any idea how many cars you would need behind you to make a run? So let's say if you're second or third and you want to pull in the other line, how many people will need to go with you?
I don't know. I ran the pack some, and then I watched on TV or on the closed circuit TV in the garage area, and it looked like two or three cars could get lined up and get a run on the leader, but it didn't look like, you know, once they got kind of side by side, it didn't look like one lane was more advantageous than the other. So I don't know. I don't think that hour of practice right there was telltelling enough to be able to answer that question, Bob.
James Jackson, theracingexperts.com. Eric, can you walk us through your journey of, you know, what happened last year, Richard Petty Motorsports, to signing with Stuart Haas this year and all the success you've had?
What part of the journey? It was a long one. Yeah. I think when you look at it, I mean, just as a whole, Stuart Haas Racing as an organization is doing incredible this year. You look at Harvick with all the wins, and Boyer, and, you know, Kurt and I consistently running in the top 10. Kurt's running the top 5 more often than I am. But for me, you know, kind of going from where I came from and to now, I talked about it in Kansas. I showed up to the racetrack every week for the last few years and always went into it with a positive outlook. But deep down inside, never knew what to expect. You know, I didn't know if we were going to show up that week and have a 25th place car, or if we were going to show up that week and have a 10th place car. And after a while, that kind of wears on you, especially when you show up more often than not with a 20th place car. This year, every single time we go to the racetrack, like when we get on the airplane to leave on a Thursday, I feel like we have a shot and we have all the tools and all the resources to go and win, and that it's up to Johnny Klossmeyer, my crew chief, and me and my engineers and the guys on my team. Like, we see it internally at our shop that the ability to win is there every single week. It doesn't matter what kind of racetrack it is, whether it's a super speedway, you know, an intermediate track, a short track, you know, a concrete track like Bristol or Dover. Like, we are competitive every single week, and that, as a competitor, is so much fun. I mean, that's what you live for. That's why you do what you do, is to go out and be competitive. I mean, if I played baseball growing up and lost every single game that I played, I probably wouldn't have played baseball very much, because it's not fun. And the same for racing. The reason I loved racing so much was because when I was a kid, at the end of the night, more often than not, I got a trophy. And that makes it fun. And so, you know, just continue to pursue that passion. Well, then you make it to the top, and it's hard. It's really, really hard, because the competition level is so high that more often than not, you lose. Even on a good year for, you know, Jimmy Johnson and Jeff Gordon, and you look back at all those years that those guys have been successful and won championships. You look at Martin Truex last year. He won a lot of races, but he lost way more than he won. And so you just have to identify, you know, what success looks like for you. And for the last several years, you know, I feel like I got stagnant. In the beginning, it was fun, and I was just excited to be there because I was cup racing. And then as time wears on, you know, 2014, we won Daytona, made it into the playoffs, and that was exciting. And then 2015 was probably our best year. We didn't win a race, and we just barely missed the playoffs by, I think, 11 points. But we were competitive, and that was fun. And then the next 2 years just seemed to get stagnant or tail off. And so the fun meter kind of got pegged, and it was not as exciting and not as fun. And so this has honestly just been a rejuvenation for me and for my career to be able to show up to the racetrack every week and feel like I'm going to be competitive and have that confidence and know that we're going to run top 10 as long as we don't screw up, and that if we do everything right, we're going to have a shot to win.
Any more questions? If you get the million, is the after party going to start at Waffle House?
Yes. After party at Waffle House, guaranteed. I'll buy.
All right. Thank you, Eric.
And that'll cost $2.67.